It's time to learn what's happening in nearby Sauk Prairie. Rolla Bresch is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. The subject could be muddy as I talk with my guest buddy at McFarland's. Yeah, that's right. We're talking mud. We're talking earth. We're talking things of the land to this morning, folks. Welcome to this snowy day. Buddy Hofacker is my guest sitting across the table from me, and I'm excited to have you here, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm pleased to be here.
Well, you know, and to brave the snow like this, can we interest you in some snow tires, perhaps, while you're here?
So I could get re-outfitted here this morning. Careful out there. It is slushy.
Well, yeah, and it just, it's one of those things where they didn't, you know, I don't remember seeing a weather advisor or anything. It was like, oh, the ground's too warm, it won't stick. It's like, well, it's sticking pretty good.
Well, so, I got kids that were hoping to get out of school, so they told me it might be bad this morning.
Okay, they were hoping a prayer kind of thing going on there. Yeah, isn't that, I remember those days. I mean, now it's like, when you work, you don't have any snow days. It's like, I can't make it because it's snowing, and there better be 16 feet of snow out there. So, anyways, buddy, thanks so much. But those of you that don't know Buddy, that he is sitting, it's hard for me not to know where he works because he's got this beautiful vest on with the Aldo Leopold Foundation emblem on it. So I'm excited about that. We not only does McFarland's have a great relationship with Aldo Leopold Foundation, which, you know, I think has been kind of a recently developing thing, but I have several family members that are huge Aldo Leopold fans, and, you know, one that became a park ranger and whatnot. So it's a project, an idea, and a series of ideals that really, I think we don't realize just how great that is to have that right here in Sauk County.
You know? Well, Raul, you're absolutely right. Obviously, I'm a little biased working at the Leopold Foundation.
Not to mention you want to have a raise someday, right?
So. But he really is a national treasure and now an international figure. Yeah. Who was inspired to write his seminal book, A Sand County Almanac, right here in Sauk County along the Wisconsin River. And that book now has been translated into 13 different languages. I've just gotten emails in the last week from people from Brazil and Turkey who want to bring his work to their regions of the world. And really, anybody who is in agriculture, conservation, wildlife, many people look to him, as you say, of giving kind of ideals about how we need to care for one another and care for the land and thus care for our communities, human and natural communities.
Well, it's hard not to read Leopold's writings, too, and not understand the real spiritual impact that his revelation, I guess ultimately I'd say, had on him. That the one quote I was reading to you beforehand from Sand County Almanac, where he said, "We abuse land because we regard it as a commodity belonging to us. But when we see land as a community to which we belong, we may begin to use it with love and respect." I thought, what a wonderful kind of epiphany to have as a person, to realize that, you know, we've been treating it like it's this thing that it's just mine to do with, and then to have this realization that, no, the land is where everything springs from. All life springs from there. You know, you add some water and you're good. So,
yeah, you know, I like to describe, so Leopold, that is as he builds up to his idea of a land ethic, and that is what he's asking people to consider is that we're a part of the biological community, not apart from it. And so if we recognize that, then we need to give the same kind of considerations to the water, the air, the wildlife that we give to friends and family, because we're kind of all in this together. And that quote, Raul, I think is a great one for being here at McFarland's because of this company's commitment to community and to land. And so it's a pleasure to be here and kind of draw those connections between Leopold's ideas and his legacy and what you guys are doing right here in the community.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. And I'll, in full disclosure, I did not pay Buddy to say that. So, nor did anyone from McFarland. So, but he just said that from his heart. Okay, folks, let's move on. You know, let's step back a bit for a second. How did you, Buddy, get involved in how did you become aware of the Leopold Center and then come to work for it? Are you from this area? Was it a...
No, I'm a Flatlander.
Oh, no, Illinois.
We
just have so many Illinois people on the show. What is going on?
I know.
Where are you Wisconsinites out there? Come be on the show.
No, I had the good fortune to come to the Leopold Foundation right out of graduate school over 20 years ago now.
Cool.
And just got the... I wanted a chance to take care of land and do land stewardship work. And the Leopold family was growing their foundation at that point in time, and so I was one of the first employees, and they've just never really been able to get rid of me since then.
So on a day-to-day basis, what sorts of things are you responsible for?
Well, the organization's grown a lot since I got there. So in, you know, as late as 1999, I was the only full-time employee. Now we have a full-time staff of about 12, part-time people. We have a fellows program, so during different seasons, you know, we'll have 20, 25 people actively doing work, either taking care of the land or doing tours and educational
when you do stage, this chainsaw safety classes that you offer. I know we've been involved with those in the past.
Yep, we got two chainsaw safety classes coming up this weekend.
Okay.
We do prescribed burning classes. We have lots of school groups come out. You know, so there's a range of activities. So my work has changed a lot. It used to be I ran the chainsaw and did the prescribed burning. Now they don't let me out so much. That's why it's great to be on this program. Now I do mainly phone calls, meetings, fundraising, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, which is all important to make the chainsaw thing happen.
It is.
Yeah, I hear you. The love is probably to be out there in the land more often when you could.
Right.
So, yeah, I feel that way with, I direct a lot of shows and stuff, and there, you know, a lot of times you're directing and, you know, all the things you're responsible for as a director, I'm like, I just want to act again, you know? Just want to say my lines and go home.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, well, we're going to take a quick break, buddy. We'll come back. I want to talk about a special thing that's coming up this weekend, because there's actually going to be a big celebration, which you'll have to stay with us in order to hear about this celebration, okay? Don't go anywhere. We're here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM. We have a quick word from our sponsor, and we'll be back again with Buddy Hoffaker, who's an excellent staff member from Aldo Leopold Foundation. He's going to enlighten us, I hope, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks.
Minor illnesses for ages 12 months and up are easily taken care of at the Prairie Express Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. This walk-in clinic is devoted to the care of common health issues. Express Clinic hours are Mondays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Fridays 9 to 4. The goal of Prairie Express Clinic is to provide the best possible care for patients. Prairie Express Clinic, the convenient walk-in clinic at 112 Helen Street, Sauk City. Prairie Clinics, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
Aquamarine is the birthstone for the month of March. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall carries a variety of beautiful aquamarine pieces. This popular precious gemstone is available in earrings, pendants, rings, and bracelets in settings of white gold, yellow gold, or sterling silver. Celebrate March with a beautiful aquamarine piece from Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts on Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, where good things do come in small packages.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
And we're back here at the Lion Entry March date of March 1st on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM. Thanks for joining us. Our guest today is Buddy Hoffaker. I hope I'm saying that right, Buddy. Hoffaker. It's kind of like two syllables, like Milwaukee, where we say Milwaukee. So just put it all together. No one knows. So, Buddy, let's talk a little bit about Sand County Almanac was really a seminal work, right? I mean, there was a, in fact, that was so seminal, that was so pivotal, I guess, in people's understanding of land and the whole concept of a land ethic, that there's a celebration this weekend in honor of the impact of that, right? Can you tell us about that?
That's right. Well, so again, as we talked, Leopold is this kind of national treasure that has this kind of local connection and prominence. Got connected up with, really, to your other point about all the mud and the slush and people who want to be outdoors in this period in kind of late February, early March is often like it is today. And it's, you know, you can't ice fish, but you also can't, there's still ice out there, so right. You can't regular fish. And there's just limited activities that are kind of suitable right now to be outside. So people gathered in Lodi, just down the road from here, okay, to get together, and they just said, look, we want to be outside. It's not quite fitting to be outside, but let's think about being outside and read together Aldo Leopold's A Sand County Almanac. So that started 17 years ago, and now there are annual celebrations all over the state. In 2004, Governor Doyle made a proclamation that every first weekend in March would be Leopold Weekend. Okay. So there are 30 events across the state. Many other states now have followed suit and have special commemorative weekends or weeks to celebrate Leopold and his ideas. So it, again, kind of started here, but has rippled out throughout the country. And a couple, just for folks looking for something to do this weekend, Friday night, the Portage Public Library is hosting a screening of Green Fire, a documentary that the Leopold Foundation helped put together about Leopold and his life and how his ideas continue to inform and inspire conservation. Won an Emmy Award.
Okay.
So really high quality piece. And then Saturday, Lodi will have an event at their public library.
Okay.
There are also some events in Madison that folks can check out. So if you go to www.aldoleopold.org/calendar, you can find a whole listing of things, again, all across the state. They're all always family friendly.
Sure.
That sometimes there's environmental service projects, bench building, readings, but a little something for everybody.
Well, it strikes me too that these are the kinds of events where you're likely to meet people who are thinking outside of themselves. And there's always something very rewarding about that. I mean, I always feel like, wow, these are just nice people. I'm glad I'm around these, because I don't think you're attracted to an event like that if you just don't give her, you know.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think it comes back to Leopold's idea and emphasis on community. And again, you know, even the origins of this event was people wanting to come together to share their interest, concern, and commitment to the land and to each other.
Sure.
So I think you're exactly right. That's who shows up. Great people who care awful a lot.
So this isn't about tree hugging, folks. This is about being a community that cares. You know, I think of it as stewardship too. You know, when I've talked with people before about, you know, climate change and, you know, what's happening, is it, oh, it's a media hoax, blah, blah. And it's like, you know what? I don't even care anymore if it's a media hype or what it is, or all I care about is that it just makes sense to take care of our planet. You know, it's like you wouldn't do that with a kid. You wouldn't, you know, well, let's run over the kid a couple of times and see if they'll be fine. I just ran over him once with the car. You know, it's like we have so much more care for other things. And then this always seems like, why are we even arguing about that point? Let's just argue about take care of things. Take care of this.
Yeah. You know, Leopold wrote, one of my favorite quotes is, there are two spiritual dangers in not owning a farm. The first is supposing that breakfast comes from the grocery, and the other that heat comes from the furnace. And it's all about, you know, if we don't understand where our basics come from, then we're kind of oblivious. And to your point, Raul, it's just about caring. It's just really about doing the right thing, so that we have healthy water, healthy food, clean air, outdoor recreational opportunities, keep our bodies and our minds healthy. And then we all win as a result of that.
Right. Well, and we're more responsible. We're going to be thinking of the fact that, well, wait a minute, how do my actions impact other people? So, and that maybe is one of the bigger problems right now, is that there's so many of us are sort of acculturated to just not care about anyone. It's all about making you happy, right? You know, get what you want, baby. You know, do that. You know, and it's like, well, that's all fine and good from, you know, the perspective of, okay, maybe you'll feel better for a while, but ultimately everyone else is going to pay, and you will pay too, because people don't like being around that either.
Right. And, so, you know, I think we also sit in a really unique and wonderful place in the world in that a lot of our local economy is still derived from the natural world. Farming, ecotourism, Devil's Lake State Park, all the forestry that happens around here, hunting and fishing. You know, those are, I don't think many Wisconsinites understand how foundational those assets are to our economy. And, yet that's often why many of us come to live here and don't ever go back to Illinois.
Right.
Because it's
or
so,
LA or whatever. Yeah.
It's so beautiful. And there are those opportunities. And even, you know, parts of our economy where people come from out of state to come and spend their disposable income, I think still so much of it is driven by the beautiful landscape that they, even if they're just driving through, we have an absolutely unique setting to offer the world. And so how do we take care of it and ensure that it's there for us and others into the future?
Sure. Well, and I think there's we're also blessed with a lot of very, I'll pun this out here, but a lot of very grounded people. There is a common sense here that comes from, I think, being, you know, grounded and having a sense of, you know, chaff from wheat and, you know, being able to make discernments that are meaningful and helpful and truthful.
Yeah.
You know, so, I think this is all actually part of that, really. You know, when you think of these people that have sprung from this location, I think even the Native Americans talk about this being a very special place, even in their history of things. And, you know, we kind of take that for granted, I think, sometimes. And it's unfortunate because, boy, it's what makes life real and fun and enjoyable and inspires you to do better and whatever. So, there was something about, Aldo had a saying too about that people can't understand, except perhaps deer hunters, how meaningful a piece of land can be or a piece of marsh can be. That, you know, so it was neat that he constantly was kind of drawing back to just common people's experience of this is a really special place. You're there long enough, you've lived there, you've dwelled there long enough that you realize there's a uniqueness here that just makes me feel at home.
Well, what he was really hoping for, and it grew out of his own experience, is that personal connection to the land. And for him, he grew up hunting, fishing, hiking. Later on, he would buy his farm along the Wisconsin River and start to plant trees and restore it. And so it was a very participatory relationship with the land of engagement, observing, engaging, and then kind of reflecting on the value and the importance of all those experiences. And that's why he's such a kind of great model is, you know, he got his hands dirty, he did real things, he thought deeply, and he shared it with others to hopefully get them to care about these bigger things.
Well, and he's a professor at the University of Wisconsin. I mean, you know, when you think about it, he had every opportunity becomes sort of an effete snob and becomes so elitist about things that he would, what's that old thing, you know, don't be so heavenly minded that you know earthly good.
Yeah.
You know, he could have become that person, and yet he never lost that sense of, you know, rootedness that allowed him to continue to speak in ways that are very spiritually moving but also very approachable. You know, just the few things we've talked about today, and you get a sense of a person that has not forgotten how to connect with basic things, you know.
Well, you know, I don't know if we want to go down this path, but he was an amazing communicator. So he was a scientist, and yet you picked up on the spiritual, the eloquence of his writing, and he knew how important it was to connect with an audience. And we have manuscripts of when he would talk to a garden club versus a deer hunting group, and he would change his language, and he would engage them in metaphors that made sense and were meaningful to them. And, and sometimes we forget about that, is that, we get in our own little world, but that's what he was a master at, was connecting with people and then helping them to connect to the land.
It's interesting to see somebody, you know, I had thought of this as you were talking, he has the work of a scientist, but the heart of a poet, in a lot of ways. And that's just so striking, because you just don't see that kind of, I think of it as a Renaissance person, you know, kind of attitude. You just don't see it very often, you
right.
know, and
right.
so somebody like that, of course, is going to become inspiring and, you know, have all kinds of things happen. But I think we have to take another quick break. Yes, we do, unfortunately. We'll be right back, though. We got some more time with Buddy Heffaker here at from the Aldo Leopold Foundation. We've got a bunch of events that we want to make sure we talk about before we end today's show. And then, of course, I've got community calendar stuff. So don't go anywhere, because this is exciting stuff, folks. We don't get to talk with people that are as knowledgeable as Buddy here very often. So, no, we get to talk to him all the time. What am I saying? But I want Buddy to feel good about you coming back and staying here and listening to us here on 99.7 FM. Take it away, Mike. We'll be right back.
Diamonds. Just the word makes a person's eyes sparkle. When it's time to give your special someone a diamond, make sure you know the jeweler you're dealing with. Trust Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall. They offer a gorgeous selection of diamond engagement rings in their diamond center. Sophie's also offers diamond earrings, pendants, and bracelets, too. Ideal gifts anytime. In-store financing to qualified credit with up to 1 year interest-free terms. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall, Highway 12, Baraboo.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
Minor illnesses for ages 12 months and up are easily taken care of at the Prairie Express Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. This walk-in clinic is devoted to the care of common health issues. Express Clinic hours are Mondays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 7, and Fridays 9 to 4. The goal of Prairie Express Clinic is to provide the best possible care for patients. Prairie Express Clinic, the convenient walk-in clinic at 112 Helen Street, Sauk City. Prairie Clinics, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.